be seen as we are. FM 90.3 WJTL, Jordan Smith, Stand in the Light. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:04.
KCB Fest returns to the Junction Center next Saturday, August 23rd. You should join us for a full day of live music, family-friendly activities, and fun. Admission is free, but tickets are required. So reserve yours now at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest this morning, Stacy Schmoll is with us. She is the Lancaster County Assistant Coordinator for Keystone Family Alliance. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I have to say hi to my family, all of my children at home listening, and to my husband, who is turning 50 today.
Whoa.
So happy birthday.
What's his name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, happy 50th to you.
Yes.
Pretty awesome. Anybody else you want to say hi to?
The Keystone family. Family.
Yeah.
Yep. Sarah and Aria. So, yeah. Wish you could be here with me in spirit.
Tell us all about Keystone Family Alliance. What do you guys do?
Yeah. So, Keystone Family Alliance, we aim to educate, motivate, and equip every Christian in Pennsylvania on the needs of orphans and vulnerable children, both locally and globally. So we are building a bridge between the child welfare system and the church so that we can meet the needs of vulnerable children.
What's that look like? What does the church do to come alongside those children?
Yeah. So we currently are working with churches to build care communities for foster and adoptive families. And this can look like a team of 6 to 8 people who come together and they build a team to meet practical needs for a family. They commit to 1 year. And the great part is that when you have a team of 6 to 8 people, your commitment is only about 3 hours a month, which
okay.
is really doable for busy families. I know we're busy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's nice to be able to commit to something that is doable.
So it's a support team that comes around a family mm-hmm. that's adopting kids or bringing in kids from the foster system.
Yeah, and that's foster one care. Aspect. We actually have other things we do. We recruit foster adoptive families. We go to churches and
okay.
just really share the needs of children in the foster care system to kind of educate people on what is happening. What are the needs of the children? There are more than 14,000 kids in Pennsylvania in the foster
wow.
care system.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to age out without having a family. So,
yeah.
And it's right here in Lancaster County as well. So in Lancaster County, we have about 280 kids in care right now who need families. A lot of them are being placed outside the county because there's not enough families here.
Do you have any stories that kind of give us some insight into what you guys are doing?
Yeah. So so if a foster family, often we find that 50% of them will stop fostering after their first placement because it is challenging. You come against challenges as you enter the system, working with the system, and also like caring for kids from hard places.
Right.
So a lot of families will stop care after their first placement. But we had a foster family who was caring for a child who was reunified with their biological family, which is awesome and great and what we hope for. And typically you might see these families stop fostering, but because they had a care community surrounding them, they were immediately like, yeah, I'll take another child. I'll take another placement. So
awesome.
That support makes all the difference.
If people want to get more information about Keystone Family Alliance, find out how they can be involved with what mm-hmm. you're doing, can they visit you online?
Yes, absolutely. We are at www.keystonefamily.org. And right on there is tabs for everything that you can imagine.
You also have an event coming up that folks could be a part of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have opportunity for pastors and church leaders on Thursday, September 18th at 8 a.m. to gather at the Lancaster County Youth Intervention Center, which is going to be a great opportunity for pastors and church leaders to see firsthand what kids are walking through. We're going to take a tour. We're going to pray through the facility. Of course, there'll be breakfast and coffee. And we're going to learn more about how the local church can step into this place in the child welfare system to meet the needs of children and families.
Do people need tickets to be at that breakfast?
Yes, thank you. We definitely want RSVP. We're limited to space, and obviously we want to make sure we have enough, in my opinion, coffee is the most important thing.
That's right.
We want to make sure we have enough available. So yes, RSVP, you can do that right on the website, keystonefamilyalliance.org, and the events tab.
check it out online. It's KeyFam.org?
Sorry, no. Keystone Family Alliance.
KeystoneFamilyAlliance.org.
Yes.
Wanted to make sure I had the right
thing.
Thank you. Coming up, we're going to talk with Stacey Moore, and we'll find out more about how you can get involved. Also, music on the way, Stars Go Dim, Ann Wilson, and more.